The first marriage. After the creation of Adam, God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." God gave Adam a companion, an helpmeet for him, one who was fitted to be his companion, and who would be one with him in love and sympathy. Eve was created from a rib taken from the side of Adam. She was not to control him as the head, nor to be trampled under his feet as an inferior, but to stand by his side as an equal, loved and protected by him. She was his second self, showing the close union that should exist in this relation. "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one." Marriage is honorable. It is one of the two institutions that, after the fall, Adam brought with him beyond the gates of paradise. When the divine principles are recognized and obeyed, marriage is a blessing. It guards the purity and happiness of the race and elevates the physical, the intellectual, and the moral nature. "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. In this garden were trees of every variety, many of them laden with delicious fruit. There were lovely vines, growing upright, their branches drooping under their load of tempting fruit. It was the work of Adam and Eve to train the branches of the vine to form bowers, thus making for themselves a dwelling from living trees covered with foliage and fruit. In the midst of the garden stood the tree of life, surpassing in glory all other trees. Its fruit had the power to perpetuate life. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And God saw everything he had made, and, behold, it was very good. No taint of sin or shadow of death marred the fair creation. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy."